On Friday evening, a crowd is filling up the lobby of downtown Jacksonville's DuPont Center. Rachel Cole is hovering around a table near the front door where stacks of Bridge 8 literary magazines are displayed. Cole says she already has issue 1, so she's signing up to get forthcoming issues 2 and 3.
I can't believe I'm shopping before I get my drink.
Cole says she first learned about the magazine while taking a poetry workshop offered by its founders.
I just love that we have a literary magazine in Jacksonville, and I love that I know some of the people.
Bridge 8 founder Jared Ripkema says the magazine grew from those workshops offered in Riverside under the name Left on Mallory.
I invited a few writers over to my house. And we just did it on a weekly basis, where we sat down and we said, hey, these 2 hours we're going to write.
He says those sessions grew until the magazine seemed like the next logical step. Bridge 8 is his attempt to further connect Jacksonville writers and get the city noticed as the new literary capital of the South. And for such an ambitious goal, he says, an online publication just wouldn't cut it.
Here in the city, we like to get excited about something that happens really fast and really quickly and blows up really well. And a online literary magazine may have done that, but I could prove sustainability through printing something that someone could hold in their hands and put on their table and remember us until the next one comes out.
The papers on my floor are blank as fallen clouds from a cutout scene. It's still early morning, still unfolding. I'm not turning away from you. It's just the sun in the window. Thank you.
Poet Jennifer Bundy is one of the writers giving a preview of their submissions at the Friday night reception. Before the guests return to their craft beers, the city's Cultural Council Executive Director Tony Allegretti takes the mic. He tells everyone this is the Jacksonville he wants tourists to know.
And so that's one thing I'm going to try to do this year is to make sure that the people that come here and see us get a slice of this DNA, to get a piece of this, because this is freaking amazing.
In addition to the magazine and writers' workshops, Bridge 8 hosts reading events with writers from outside the city. Bridge 8 magazine is available on the group's website or at a handful of locally owned bookshops and coffee houses. Jessica Palumbo, WJCT News.